Grade 4 Conference, Lecture 54, Zoology, Part 1. Now, you may be entering into this segment of the conference early on because you know that this is a subject for which you're going to need to do quite a bit of preparation. Or you may have waited till you've come to it in the table of contents, which is very close to the conclusion of the conference. And I've placed it at the conclusion because, in a certain way, this block does mark the end of fourth grade and the end of childhood. It is really now opening up the vista of the child's relationship to the modern way of looking at the world, the natural scientific worldview, as Rudolf Steiner speaks of it, a kind of objectification of the world. And it begins then the progression, which will take several years of working through the natural sciences with the students. Zoology in grade 4, botany in grade 5, mineralogy in grade 6. Some would include astronomy at that grade as well. I would myself. And then finally, grade 7 and grade 8, natural sciences applied to the human being. Physiology, health and hygiene in grade 7. And finally, myology and anatomy in grade 8. So this is a very foundational block. On the one hand, it's based on the foundation that you're laying with Norse myths and local geography and fractions and everything else that the children are learning in grade 4, all of the changes going into the 9 to 10 year change. On the other hand, it is in itself a very important foundation block for what is going to come down the years. In our time, the emphasis, especially in the United States, on the sciences or the so-called STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, has become almost obsessive. Our only way to compete, our only way to remain the dominant power in the world. For those of you taking this conference in other parts of the world, please excuse my bombastic patriotism. I'm just kind of saying how many people feel. But anyway, science is very, very important. Science is also where the Waldorf critics, Dan Dugan, among them, who is himself a trained electrical engineer and quite a capable and inventive electrical engineer as well, and a number of other professors and scientists have had a field day again and again and again dealing with what they call the pseudoscience in the Waldorf grade school. They're not terribly impressed with what's in the high school either, but the grade school for them is just absolute pinnacle of absurdity, showing that everything else in Waldorf education must be incorrect as well. So it's important in that regard. It's important because parents now are starting to feel, okay, fourth grade, they've had all these wonderful stories. When are they going to really touch the earth and have something concrete? And this is where it comes. You're going to have a lot of questions from parents. I can't say this is true in all schools, but I would say certainly if you're in an urban school like the Lexington Waldorf School in Boston, Rudolf Steiner School in Manhattan, San Francisco Waldorf School, Highland Hall in Los Angeles, it's likely in schools with more intellectual parents, with parents with advanced degrees, with university affiliations, people who are in the world of the sciences themselves, which means many entrepreneurs today, these parents may have a very different idea of what it would mean to teach zoology than what we are bringing. And when we say, well, we're not going to be talking about this, or we're not going to emphasize that, then the question is, why? Why are you teaching it in this way? Now, I'm kind of jumping ahead here because you don't even perhaps yet know how it is we're going to teach it. But I want to give you first a sense that right at the start of fourth grade, when you mention zoology or when you have sent your parents a picture of the curriculum to come, questions may arise. And in the next segments, I want to give you something of a basis for answering these questions and an understanding of where Steiner's picture on the natural sciences in general, but in zoology in particular, where this is coming from and where this is leading. I would say in no uncertain terms that the natural sciences, certainly grades 4, 5, and 6, grade 7 physiology as well. Anatomy is a little bit different, but basically all of the natural sciences that you will teach in the Waldorf School are 99% based on anthroposophy. Even if you know nothing or little of anthroposophy, even if you're in a charter school, even if your school has forbidden you to say the A word at any time under any circumstances, well, if you're going to teach anything like the usual Waldorf approach to zoology, botany, and so on, there is less and less basis for what you're doing in the world out there. If you look at a zoology textbook for fourth graders in a regular mainstream school, or what's out there online in the way of approaching this subject, or any mainstream, any conventional approach, it's going to be incredibly different from what we are bringing. And the reason for that difference is because what we're doing is based on some of the very deepest aspects of Steiner's work, that our teaching of natural science is not only based on anthroposophy in a general sense, it's actually based on some of the most esoteric aspects of anthroposophy. And if your training has not mentioned that to you, if you're perhaps, you know, Waldorf Education for Public School Teachers seminar forgot to say that, then let me bring that to your attention, because it's very, very important. And I am going to strongly urge you to, I don't give you a whole lot of reading assignments here, but I would strongly urge you to pick up Practical Advice to Teachers by Rudolf Steiner. Lecture 7, we'll be going into more of the content of that, but to see where Steiner is coming from on the pedagogical level alone. But we also have to remember that that lecture, along with the other preparatory lectures for the first group of teachers, were given to people who were all deeply steeped in anthroposophy. In other words, there were a lot of things that Steiner did not have to say about why he's doing it this way or why he's leaving that out, because they already would understand that. He already had a basis of common understanding, which is certainly not going to be there among a faculty nowadays. So I'm going to give you some of the backstory, as it were, that Steiner did not have to speak about when he began that seventh lecture. And I think in the end this is going to be helpful to you, but it may also be something of a shock. It may be a wake-up call. This is a very good time to recognize how much anthroposophy permeates the Waldorf curriculum, even if you don't know it, even if your school has a policy of separating the two, it is there. And it's there, no place like the sciences. So in this preface, I just want to give you some of this background to help you at least know from whence this is coming. And then, of course, I hope you have the freedom as a Waldorf teacher in public, private, whatever setting, to be able to be self-determining in what you're going to teach the children and how you're going to go about it. So the next lecture will look at the foundation to the foundation of natural science in the Waldorf School, starting with zoology.